तब कथामृतम ताप्त जीवनम कविभिरीडितम कल्मषापहम श्रवणमंगलम श्रीमदाततम भुवि गृह्णन्ति बुरीदा जनाः. The nectar of the words is the life for those who are scorched by the world. The words which have been uttered by the knowers of truth, which wipe out sins, the very hearing of which is beneficial, which are beautiful, pleasing to the ears, pleasing to the hearts, which are inexhaustible. Those who recount them on the earth are the givers of plenty. Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna by Swami Brahmananda. Guru. First, let me read a little Bengali so we can get some taste of Sri Ramakrishna's language. Bodhya tin prakar, uttam, madhyam, adham. Je bodhya eshe kebol nari tipe, oushodh kheo, bole chole jay. Rogi oushodh khele ki na, khele, tar kono khoj khobor na nay. She adham bodhya. Ar je bodhya rogi oushodh khacche na dekhe onek mishti kothay bujhay. ঔষধ খেলে ভালো হবে ইত্যাদি বলে সে মধ্যম বৈদ্য। আর যে বৈদ্য রোগী কিছুতেই খাচ্ছে না দেখে বুকে হাঁটু দিয়ে জোর করে ঔষধ খাওয়ায় সেই উত্তম বৈদ্য। সেই রূপ যে গুরু আচার্য ধর্ম শিক্ষা দিয়ে শিষ্যের কোনো খোঁজখবর না নেন সে গুরু বা আচার্য অধম। আর যিনি শিষ্যদের মঙ্গলের জন্য বারবার বুঝাতে থাকেন যাতে তার উপদেশ সব ধারণা করতে পারে এবং ভালোবাসা দেখান তিনি মধ্যম গুরু। আর শিষ্যরা ঠিক শুনছে না বা পালন করছে না দেখে যে আচার্য খুব জোর জবরদস্তি পর্যন্ত করেন তিনি উত্তম আচার্য। দিস এ ভেরি ইন্টারেস্টিং টপিক অ্যাবাউট থ্রি কাইন্ডস অফ টিচার্স অ্যান্ড থ্রি কাইন্ডস অফ ফিজিশিয়ানস। ইংলিশ ট্রান্সলেশন: Doctors are either first class, second class, or third class. The third class doctor feels the pulse of the patient and advises him to take some drug. He then goes away and does not care to inquire if the patient actually takes the medicine or not. The second class doctor tries to impress on his patient that he will come round by using the medicine prescribed and adopts all gentle means to induce his unwilling patient to take it. The first class doctor, when he finds that his patient is determined not to take any medicine, does not hesitate to put his knee on the chest of the patient and force the medicine down his gullet. In like manner, the guru, who having given religious instruction to his disciple, takes no further notice of him, is a guru of the third class. He who, for the sake of the disciple's good, hammers his instructions into him till they are grasped and shows that he is interested in the disciple's welfare, is a guru of the second class. And he who, finding that his disciple does not properly listen to or follow his teachings, enforces obedience by compulsion, is a guru of the first class. In Vedanta tradition also, there are three kinds of students: adham, madhyam, uttam. Adham, the guru instructs, but he does not follow. Madhyam half-heartedly follows. And Uttam, he sincerely follows the instructions of the Guru. Very interesting topic. Let us see how in the Gospel, how Aim recorded the same teachings. Let us see. Then we shall study from different angles. You see, the quality of tamas means inertia, means very low profile, can be used for the welfare of others. There are three classes of physicians: superior, mediocre, and inferior. The physician who feels the patient's pulse and just say to him, take the medicine regularly, belongs to the inferior class. He does not care to inquire whether or not the patient has actually taken the medicine. The mediocre physician is he who in various ways persuades the patient to take the medicine and says to him sweetly, my good man, how will you be cured unless you use the medicine? Take this medicine. I have made it for you myself. But he who, finding the patient stubbornly refusing to take the medicine, forces it down his throat, going so far as to put the knee on the patient's chest, is the best physician. This is the manifestation of the tamas of the physician. It does not injure the patient. On the contrary, it does him good. Like the physicians, there are three types of religious teachers. The inferior teacher only gives instruction to the disciples, but makes no inquiries about their progress. The mediocre teacher, for the good of the student, makes repeated efforts to bring the instruction home to him, begs him to assimilate it, and shows him love in many other ways. But there is a type of teacher who goes to the length of using force when he finds the student persistently unyielding. I call him the best teacher. He wrote in a more detailed way, anyhow. I sometimes make a joke that if in India, if in America, if you put the knee on the chest of the patient, he will be sued. But it is, you know, husband abuse, wife abuse, it is a disciple abuse. So the disciple will be, guru will be in deep trouble. First. Second, Swamiji also mentioned sometimes some disciples ruin their, some gurus ruin their disciples. How? Sometimes they only say, hang on me. Every little thing, the disciple will not make any decision. Always asking the guru, all the time. I'm helpless, help, help, help. But sometimes some gurus ruin their disciples' life. Swamiji said that. What is the guru is supposed to do? Guru must teach the disciple how to swim. You must know how to swim. Guru must teach the disciple well, so that the disciple will not be drowned. Sometimes I tell the parents that if you do not teach your children how to drive, you will be a chauffeur all through your life. You will have to teach the students. No. Uttam Guru, Madhyam Guru, Adham Guru. speak the truth, but don't speak the harsh truth. Sometimes some disciples were very sensitive. If you try to force them, they will leave. Oh no, this person is not good. He is very harsh. Sometimes you know it is very, very difficult to become a teacher. There is a difference between India and in the West. Here, people do not have the tradition. In India, when Guru instructs and they have the tradition, they know that they are supposed to practice the spiritual disciplines morning and evening. And Guru give all detailed instructions. This is the way you perform your daily practices. Then you will have to do it. If you have any difficulty or any problem, you must ask the question to the Guru. I have this difficulty, please help. Then Guru will come forward to teach. You know, some students, those who are very sincere, they struggle. And if they do not get the solution, they ask the Guru to teach. But the way Sri Ramakrishna mentioned, he was talking about Uttam Vaidya. Even the Guru will not hesitate to beat you. Look at Sri Ramakrishna. Rani Rashmani was asked Sri Ramakrishna to sing a song. Sri Ramakrishna began to sing. All of a sudden, Sri Ramakrishna slapped on Rani Rashmani, the owner's face. Ekhano oi chinta. Here also you are thinking worldly thoughts. That woman who was the owner of the Kali temple was seated in front of Jijibai and mother and thinking about a lawsuit. But Sri Ramakrishna is omniscient. He can read others' mind. So he said, here also you are thinking that thing. Rani Rashmani's bodyguards was about to throw away Ramakrishna from the temple, but Rashmani intercepted. No. Father did the right thing. You see, the scripture says, speak the truth, but don't speak the harsh truth. But if you love a person, speak harsh truth. If I really love you, I shall tell you what is good for you, though you do not like it. You may not relish my health. That happens. I remember I was asking Swami Bhuteshanandaji, Maharaj, what kind of guru you are? Can you put your knee on the chest of your disciple and give the knowledge of Brahman? He says, Amato duihatutei betha. I have pain in both knees. I cannot do that. I have pain in both knees. I cannot put my knee on the chest of my disciple. You know, some people take initiation and they practice regularly, they make progress. Some take mantra. Sometimes I ask them, do you practice? Oh no, Swami, I have no time. Sri Ramakrishna said, I made food, I cooked food for you. Now you will have to eat. I cannot eat for you. If you do not eat by yourself, you will suffer from hunger. I made fire. you come and get the heat. If you do not take the heat, you will suffer from cold, from existence. I made the mold, you only cast yourself in that mold. So this is the way it works. Those who are sincere, they make progress. I remember when I was in school, sometimes I had a tutor who used to teach me math. So any problem comes, I ask, sir, could you teach me? Could you help? Could you do this thing for me? He said, did you try? I told him, no. First you try and fail, then you come to me. You are not making any effort. You are not using your brain. The moment problem comes, you come, sir, please do this for me. I can do it for you, but that will not help you. You must use your brain, you fail, and then I shall help you. Same thing in spiritual life. If you make your journey, you will find some obstacles will come. Physical reaction, mental reaction, sometimes emptiness, sometimes dry spell. So various things come. Don't think they do not come to us. They come. But we know how to overcome it. Because we have started this, the Upanishad, Gita, the Ramakrishna, Gospel of Ramakrishna, Vivekananda's books, we know all the answers. When depression comes, when dryness comes, mind is not working, what to do? Sometimes very angry inside. Last 2 days I am struggling. I didn't like it at all, but I love to do it. My inside is rebelling. But I know I love to do it. Nobody else can do it. Then I gave a lecture in Culture Institute. They transcribed it and made an article, sent to me for editing. I saw it is completely hopeless. So, very bad. So, last 3 days, after returning from San Francisco, this till afternoon, I finished it. And again, when I was giving second reading, I thought that I have to recast again. How many hours I spent, still I have to work. I did not want to do it. But I know I love to do it. So my inside is struggling. At that time, wait, have patience. Don't do it. Take time. I remember one of my students, I used to ask, finish it. Swami, TTT. What is TTT? Things take time, Swami. She gave me a nice piece of advice. I said, hey, finish it. Swami, TTT, things take time. Don't make hurry, Swami, it will be done. Time factor is there. Sometimes mind is very willing in spiritual disciplines. I have time of talking to you. Sometimes body is not cooperating. That happens. What shall I do at that time? I like to sit for meditation and prayer. But my body is not cooperating. Aches, pain. All the techniques are there. At that time, pray. Read something. Switch. We know how to switch. If japam is not working, meditate. Meditation is not working, read. If reading does not work, pray. If prayer does not work, do some karma yoga. Do something so that your mind will be active. Mind is sometimes it deceives us, it cheats. Mind is very difficult to work with the mind. Disciplined mind, indisciplined mind. You may go to a best doctor in town, but if you do not take the medication, your disease will not be cured. I remember when we had malaria fever, body will shake like this, 104, 105 degrees. They will put 2-3 blankets, quilt, and press it. And in our village, lie down, there we do not have rubber cloth, a big leaf. They will blow your neck and a bucket of cold water with a mug, with a, like a, your, they will put, you know, the kettle like that, you know, they will put water on your head continuously. Until the temperature goes 102 degrees, they will constantly put water on your head. And sometimes water patchy on the on a small cloth, water, and they put on your head, so that the heat, the temperature will go down. That is village. We do not have rubber pack that they will put on your head. Mother will come, in our village doctor will give quinine mixture and alkaline mixture. Oof, that quinine mixture is so bitter. In a small glass, mother will push in your mouth and then put a sugar into your mouth and press it so that you may not throw it out. Forcefully, mother will force you to drink that quinine mixture, otherwise your malaria will not go. Your fever will not go. That is called love. So some gurus also, really, if they see this student is very sincere, he will come forward and help you more. And if you do not make any effort, you have no problem. And you will be the same place all through your life. I sometimes ask people, make a routine. Japa, meditation, prayer, reading. Morning, evening. If you do it 3 months without breaking your routine, you will see, you will find it tremendous progress. Everything depends upon your practice. So you may have a great guru like Ramakrishna Paramahansa, but if you do not do anything, what Sri Ramakrishna can do? What Holy Mother can do? There is one Swami. He took initiation from Holy Mother and wrote a letter to her, Mother, take away your mantra. I do not practice spiritual discipline. I don't want to give you any trouble. Mother called him and said, my son, I am doing mantra for you. Don't worry. I shall repeat mantra for you. Mother, then you have taken away my everything. Then may I go to, I shall go to hell. Well, look, those who have initiated, even the Brahma, the creature cannot do any harm to that person. He will never go to hell. You know, Holy Mother, Sri Ramakrishna, their mantras, their names are infallible. They have tremendous power in those mantras. But you will have to practice it. Some people, you know what do? They buy the beautiful musical instruments and hang on their walls. And when the friends come, you see, these are my musical instruments. I do not play, but I show all my musical instruments. I have a beautiful shrine. I have all best images, but I do not practice spiritual disciplines. It will not work. Moreover, a guru-disciple relationship is very important. One of our devotees took initiation. I said, you know, come and attend some lectures and classes. Otherwise, when I shall die at that time, you will lament. You will regret that why did I not attend the lectures and classes? As long as Guru is alive, try to grasp maximum from the Guru. You see, I lamented because after my initiation, within a few months, my Guru died. When I was initiated, he was very old and sick. So, I really felt bad that I could not serve my Guru. I could not be with my Guru and learn more things from him. I really lamented when I joined the order. What to do? Then I put my mind in Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother and Swamiji's books, and I used to go to various Swamis, or some Swamis are Shadok. All Swamis are not Shadok. Shadok means they are deeply spiritual and they explore in the inner realm. And some are highly intellectual. And some are both. Highly intellectual and at the same time great scholar, at the same time deep in spirituality. Some are great karma yogis. There are varieties of monks. So we used to go to, we know those monks who, where they are. And you go and learn from them. Those are deeply spiritual. They have tremendous background. And they will speak with conviction from their experience. I'm just telling you that, you know, there are various kinds of teachers. I remember one lady, her name was Shanti Sudha Sen. She was the wife of a vice-chancellor of Calcutta University. When she was a young girl, 17, 18 years old, came to Belur Math and met Swami Akhandananda, a disciple of Sri Ramakrishna. Akhandananda asked that girl, "Why are you here?" "Well, I came here to check some monks. Do you like me?" "I don't know you. You don't know me? No. I came here to check some good monks." then that girl left. Then Swami sent Bharat Maharaj, "Ask that girl, I shall initiate her right now." That girl says, "I do not know what is initiation." Then Bharat Maharaj convinced her. He's an aura Brahman. He's a disciple of Ramakrishna. Don't say no, just go. Go to him. And I just come to check what kind of monk you are. Some gurus, they have business. They want to many disciples. And charge money. Anyhow, Thakur knows all those gurus. Next chapter. Dharma upalabdhir vastu, paat ba bicharer vastu noy. Religion is realization and not a matter for philosophical discussion. Shastra bichar katudina dorkar, jano? যতদিন না সচ্চিদানন্দ সাক্ষাৎকার হন যেমন ভ্রমর যতক্ষণ না ফুলে বসে ততক্ষণ গুনগুন করতে থাকে, আর যখন ফুলের উপর বসে মধুপান করতে থাকে তখন একেবারে চুপ, কোনো শব্দ হয় করে না। হাউ লং ডাজ ওয়ান নিড টু ডিসকাস দি কন্টেন্টস অব দি স্ক্রিপচার্স? Only until one has succeeded in seeing the Lord. The bee will buzz so long as it does not settle upon the flower. As soon as it begins to drink of the honey, all buzzing is at an end. এম কমেন্টে যাওয়া উচিত। দি পণ্ডিত হ্যাজ স্টার্টেড দি বেদস অ্যান্ড আদার স্ক্রিপচার্স, হি লাভ টু ডিসকাস ফিলসফি। দি মাস্টার সিটেড অন দি কাউচ, ক্যাস্ট হিজ বিনাইন লুক অন দি পণ্ডিত অ্যান্ড গেভ হিম কাউন্সেল থ্রু প্যারাবলস। মাস্টার টু দি পণ্ডিত, দের আর মেনি স্ক্রিপচার্স লাইক দি বেদস, বাট ওয়ান ক্যান নট রিয়েলাইজ গড উইদাউট অস্টারিটি and spiritual discipline. God cannot be found in six systems of the the Vedas or the Tantra. But one should learn the contents of the scriptures and then act according to their injunctions. A man lost a letter. He could not remember where he had left it. He began to search for it with a lamp. After two or three people had searched, the letter was at last found. The message in the letter was, Please send us 5 shears of sandesh and a piece of wearing cloth. The man read it and then threw away the letter. There was no further need of it. Now all he had to do was to buy the 5 shears of sandesh and the piece of cloth. How long should one reason about the text of the scriptures? So long as one does not have direct realization of God. How long does the bee buzz about? As long as it is not sitting on a flower. No sooner does it light on a flower and begin to sip honey than it keeps quiet. But you must remember another thing. One may talk even after the realization of God. But then one talks only of God and of divine bliss. It is like a drunkard's crying, victory to the Divine Mother. He can hardly say anything else on account of his drunkenness. You can notice, too, that a bee makes an indistinct humming sound after having sipped the honey from a flower. Beautiful example. There is sometimes people ask about the concentration and meditation. Concentration means a bee is trying to sit on the flower and these wings and making buzzing sound. That is concentration. And meditation means when the bee sits on the flower and begins to sip honey, that is meditation. That is the difference between dharana and dhyana. Dharana means concentration, dhyana means meditation. Shastra vichar. Sometimes Sri Ramakrishna taught his teachings through analogy, through parable, through stories, in various ways, so that those teachings will be imprinted on the minds of the disciples. We understand that when you think about your meditation, that whether you are absorbed or not, you can visualize a bee sat on the flower and became motionless. Similarly, my mind should be absorbed in the thought of God and become one with it. At that time, no sound. Shabda. Shabda, sound. Sound has four parts. Para, Pashyanti, Madhyama, Vaikhari. Para means soundless sound. That is Brahman. Silence, complete silence. What is Pashyanti? When the thought first arises in the mind, but it did not vibrate, the idea, realm of idea, that is Ishvara. This is Para, this is Ishvara. The Brahman, Ishvara. Then in the mind, the thought started to vibrate. Our minds are continuously vibrating. Thoughts are vibrating the mind. Various kinds of thoughts, waves. Like EKG, waves are coming, thought waves. That is called Madhyama. I can see what kind of thought I have right now. You can see your thoughts. That is Madhyama. Vaikhari, boom. When it is expressed through the mouth, that is called Vaikhari. So, I am now expressing the sound, the teachings of the Gospel of Ramakrishna. This is Vaikhari. So, sometimes those who are really, really spiritual seekers, they don't like to talk. Words killeth. They love silence. Completely absorbed. I have seen some Swamis. They are communing with God. At that time, if we ask them questions, it is disgusting. When you are breaking this beautiful silence atmosphere and bombarding questions, talking a lot of things, you know. We saw sometimes a dinner table or something, they talk. Or if somebody is trying to talk and notice the spiritual things, they talk. Or the other corner of the table, they are chatting and talking all kinds of worldly things. But listen. That is the way it goes, you know. Silence. একদিন স্বর্গীয় মহাত্মা কেশবচন্দ্র সেন দক্ষিণেশ্বরের পরমহংসদের নিকট জিজ্ঞাসা করলেন, অনেক পণ্ডিত লোক বিস্তর শাস্ত্রাদি পাঠ করেন, কিন্তু তাদের জ্ঞান লাভ হয় না কেন? পরমহংসদেব উত্তরে বললেন, যেমন চিল শকুনি অনেক উঁচুতে ওড়ে কিন্তু তাদের দৃষ্টি থাকে গোভাগারে, তেমনি অনেক শাস্ত্র পাঠ করলে কী হবে? তাদের মন সর্বদা কামকাঞ্চনে আসক্ত থাকা দরুন জ্ঞান লাভ করতে পারে না। One day, late Keshav Chandra Sen of revered memory visited Sri Ramakrishna in the temple of Dakshineshwar and put to him the question, many learned men read a lot of sacred books. How is it then that they remain ignorant in spiritual matters? The reply was, the kite and the vulture soar high up in the air, but all the time their eyes are fixed on charnel pit in search of putrid carcasses. The minds of the so-called learned scholars are attached to things of the world. Hence, it is that they cannot acquire true knowledge. What good could the reading of a vast number of sacred books do them? Things of the world means lust and gold, anyhow. It is a very beautiful teaching of Sri Ramakrishna. The vultures soar very high and check that where there is any dead cows or buffaloes. When they see it, they jump there and they eat those things, their food. So you see, there are some scholars, they really, intellectually, they are flying very high, but their minds are in the worldly plane, lust and gold. He compared these great scholars, Pandits, they want money, but they have no spiritual experience. They are scholars, they can explain the scripture very well. They memorize the scriptures, they will interpret the scriptures, but they have no experience. You see, that is the reason Swamiji said, if you want to be a spiritual teacher, your character must be good. Otherwise, you cannot impart or communicate the highest spiritual truth. Moral, spiritual, ethical values you must have. Pandit. Straight answer. Let us see 416, 169, what Chakur said. You must have noticed kites and vultures soaring very high in the sky, but their eyes are always fixed on the charnel pits. Do you know the meaning of charnel pits? It is woven and gold. What is the use of making pilgrimage if you can attain love of God, remaining where you are? I have been in Benares and noticed the same trees there as here, the same green tamarind leaves, kites and vultures. There are many people who talk big and who say that they have performed most of the duties enjoined in the scriptures, but with all their minds are engrossed in worldliness and deeply preoccupied with money, riches, name, fame, creature comforts, and such things. Swamiji Sri Ramakrishna was talking with Pandit Shashadhar. He is a great, great scholar. He was thinking, learning and the spiritual experience. What a difference. Thakur bolten, granthona, granthi, gant. Bibik bairagya sahit boi na porle pustak pache dambikata ahankarer gant bede jay. Sri Ramakrishna used to say, granthas, books, that they were so many granthis, knots. In other words, mere reading of books without discrimination and non-attachment serves to increase one's arrogance and vanity. That is, it multiplies the knots of one's mind. Grantho na granthi. A monk went to Swami Sarudananda and asked, Maharaj, will you give me some money? I want to buy some scriptures. Swami says, I shall give you money, and at the same time I shall give you a little extra money to buy a donkey. Well, why? Because who will carry your books? You need a donkey. Swami is very... There was a great sage named Bharadvaj. He got longevity for 3 cycles. 3 lifetimes, you may say. And he was reading voraciously, voracious reader. Then Indra appeared before him, Bharadvaj, your time is over. If I give you another cycle longevity, what will you do? Lord, I shall read more books, more scriptures. Bharadvaj, do you see that heaps of mountain? That mountain is heaps of books. How much will you read? He You know, one day I went to that our Washington University library. It is five-storage building, Olin library, Olin. So Bob used to work there as a librarian. So I went first floor to ground floor to the top floor. All floors I moved and I saw those books. Seeing those books, I was scared. I was frightened. All these books are written. And still I have desire to write books. I was really scared to see those books. Who is this? I was really afraid seeing those books of the library. Huge, huge volumes. It came from various thousands and thousands of human minds. They are moving in the library. I remember once I went to Washington, D.C. I had a guided tour in the Library of Congress. So they explained to me how it works and this and that. If you want any book, put a slip within 15 minutes, the book will come to your table. Our American Library of Congress is the biggest library in the whole world. In Washington, D.C. Every day, nearly 4,000 to 5,000 books and periodicals and journals enter in the library. Every day. I'm talking about in 1976. Every day, 4,000 to 5,000 books and major journals and newspapers enter in that library. You know, you will get dizzy seeing all these books. Anyhow, that is the reason my friend told me that when you will die, we shall not buy any wood, we shall burn your body with your books. The books I have, I think that would be enough to burn my body. The books I have, my three rooms, put them and put my body, set fire, clear. Grunthu na grunthi. Grunthi means not. Holy Mother had a disciple, Swami Girijananda, quite learned. So Holy Mother, he told Holy Mother, Mother, is it true that if anybody dies in Benares, will get liberation? Mother said, yes, the scripture says so, and Master had the vision. Mother, but the scripture does not say so. Vedanta scripture says that you will have to be free from desire, then you can get liberation. Do you know Ma, what Holy Mother says? Baba, tumi onek pulecho ghurbe. My son, you read too much, you will go in a roundabout way. You will be confused and move around. Baba, tumi onek pulecho ghurbe. That is the exact words Mother used. You read too much. Bhagbai khuri shabda jhuri shastra vyakhana kushalam. There are some pundits, they will charm you through their oratory, quoting the scriptures. They will simply overwhelm the audience. But do you know what? Satu bhuktai natu muktai. That is his enjoyment. not for liberation. I love to give a beautiful talk, lecture, with beautiful English, flowery language, and beautiful ideas. That is his, for his, that is his enjoyment. He does not do that thing for liberation. Name and fame is the motive. Lisa, did you hear Gerald Hart's lecture in Hollywood Temple? Gerald Hart speak in Hollywood. Did you hear? No. When I came there, within a month he died. I have some of his tapes. My goodness, he's one of the best speakers in the world. He was British. Then Christopher Isharu, Gerald Hart, they were in Hollywood. I think he took initiation from Swami Prabhupada. He gave the Tribhuga property to Vedanta Society. His lecture, if you hear, I have some of his tapes. It is just close your eyes and his language. After 1 year, you try to see what he says, nothing. That was one day, two girls came out from the Hollywood Temple. One girl says, "Hey, what a fantastic speaker." The other girl says, "What does he say? What does he say?" I could not understand anything he said. It happened, I shall not mention a lecturer. I went to St. Louis University to hear his lecture. 1 hour, I tried to understand one sentence and I couldn't. Then I thought, I am foolish. It is a theology department, a famous speaker, very well known, wrote many books. 1 hour I tried to understand him. I could not understand one single sentence. I don't know what other people heard. It happened. Swamiji was in Harvard University. In the Emerson Hall, he gave a lecture on Vedanta philosophy. Then after the lecture, he was coming out through the hall. So one student made a remark. "You know, we heard so much about this speaker, Vivekananda, that he was a great orator and but I did not feel that way, that he is a great intellectual, great orator." Then other students asked him, "Why do you say so?" "Because I understood every word he said." A great philosopher, they will only confuse you and delude you so that you may not understand a single sentence. That means I am a great scholar, you see. That's a great statement. I understood every word he said, so he cannot be a great scholar. Gaat. Gaat means not. Ahunkar is gaat. Vidyar ahunkar. Yeah? I'm a great scholar. I'm a great writer. I am great. That ego develops. But you know, those who are really learned, they are very humble. There is a saying, there's the English proverb, a little learning is a dangerous thing. If a tree has many fruits, the branches of the fruit come down. So if a person has tremendous learning, that person becomes very humble. Otherwise, some people talk, and they will let you know how much they know, you know? পরমহংসদেবের কোনো এক তার্কিক লোককে বলেছিলেন, যদি এক কথায় বুঝতে পারো তো আমার কাছে এসো, আর খুব তর্ক যুক্তি করে যদি বুঝতে চাও তো কেশব সেনের কাছে যাও। মানে হাজার কথায় যদি বুঝতে পারো কেশবের কাছে যাও। শ্রীরামকৃষ্ণ ওয়ান্স টোল্ড এ জেন্টলম্যান হু ওয়াজ ভেরি ফন্ড অফ ডিসপিউটেশন, ইফ ওয়ান ওয়ার্ড উইল স্যাটিসফাই ইউ দেন কাম টু মি, বাট ইফ ইউ ওয়ান্ট টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দি ট্রুথ আফটার এ লং ডিসপিউটেশন দেন গো টু কেশবচন্দ্র সেন। এটা সরলভাবে এক কথায়, যদি ইফ ইউ ওয়ান্ট টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড ইন ওয়ান সেন্টেন্স কাম টু মি, অ্যান্ড ইফ ইউ ওয়ান্ট টু আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড ইন থাউজেন্ড সেন্টেন্সেস গো টু কেশব সেন, হি ইজ এ গ্রেট অরেটর, গ্রেট স্কলার। Truly speaking, truth is very simple. But we make the truth complicated. The theologians, they show their erudition, scholarship. But truth, actual truth, is very simple. We see Sri Ramakrishna's teachings are very simple. You don't need too many commentaries to understand Sri Ramakrishna's teachings. Very simple, very understandable. I'll get up to this tonight. Up to four.